Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, ma'am. Yeah, my name is Thomas Katarina. I'm freaking out here. I'm confused, though. try to read the fine print. This is fraud. What they did to me was fraud because they act like I won. And the other times I know, then I find out it's a sweepstakes and I don't do anything. Today, it looked like I won. And then I used my Venmo card. And then I realized they charged me double. So I did do a complaint with Venmo on that. And then my Direct Express card, how the hell did you get the money out of there? How'd you get access to my Direct Express card? That's my government treasury card. So I get my disability money on. How did that happen? Is Venmo? I don't have Venmo connected to Direct Express. How did that happen?
Okay. Well, I have to locate an order so I can assist you first. Sure. Can I have your first and last name one more time, please?
Thomas Katarina, Caterina. It's Italian. I already called Venmo on the $7.95 debacle. It said freaking $1.95, and then they raised it up to then went in to charge my Venmo card. It went to $7.95. Left me 22 cents in my account, in that account, the Venmo. But Venmo is connected to Varo, not my Direct Express. I don't have anything connected to that card. How the hell did you guys get my money out of there? How did they get it?
Okay, so I see here you asked an order was in on March 16th for $7.95 for a tablet.
I didn't pay for no tablet. It was not the intention. Bottom line is that I called up right away and said there was fraud. I called my bank, Venmo. I contacted them.
Okay.
And to tell them that I want that money back. There's no way. I can't afford no damn iPad. I thought it was a prize. They tricked me. That comes through every time, different. And I forget to read that it says it's an entry. And by the time I did find out an entry, it was too late, so I contacted Venmo. And they double charged me. So this is all fraud. All of it's fraud. I want
what
my money,
I'm gonna
all
do...
of it back.
Because you're saying that you didn't place order for $7.95. I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims and fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Well, I'm telling you right now, ma'am, it's not me that's the fraud. It's the company.
Okay,
keep changing the wording. It's called baiting and switching. It's called bait and switch. And I got baited and I got switched bad.
So did you place the order or no, sir?
No, I did not place no order.
Okay. So let me complete the claim. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you. I didn't know there was an order I placed. I didn't know. I thought I had won something. And there's only...
So you're saying that you completed something and advised that you were going to win something?
No, I did not know that.
So what are you saying that you won?
It's just fraud all the way. I didn't win anything. They said I won an iPad, but I know then it turned into it. I found out it was an entry for sweepstakes. So I called my bank right away and told them that they double charged me for the entry, which is only supposed to be $1.95 or $3.95.
No, sir. It's not fraud then.
That's
when
what
you
it says right
the
there.
Order, you paid $7.
No, it doesn't say that. No, it doesn't say $7. It says it'll get reduced price.
No, sir.
So it's all fraud. That was a mistake. How's that? I did not know I was
ordering. Have you filed
anything.
A dispute with them?
With who?
With the credit card company.
Yes, my credit card company.
Okay.
See, there's two of them, though, involved here. That's what's making me freaked out. You should not
we
have access.
We have only
they
been
should not
billed
have access.
To you one
yeah,
time on
no.
$7.95. Though you're saying it was a mistake, you did complete the order. It's not fraud.
I did not complete the order. There's no order. I did not know I was ordering anything.
Yes.
And it was with Venmo. So it's fraud all the way.
Please advise your financial institution.
I contacted both banks. I already contacted both banks. But the $63 missing out of my
$63, we have not billed you. Please advise your financial institution.
So that's going to go back into my account, right?
I'm going to allow you to finish speaking, okay?
Well, you're going to get nasty with me.
We haven't billed you
$63.
Ma'am. So I,
yeah, well, it's
we
been
have
billed
only
to my
billed,
bank.
Okay, and I understand, but that might be another company. We only
no,
billed
they
you
said
seven.
It was you. So only you only charged me $7.95, right?
You only billed you $7.95, and the charge was in on March 16, because you have already submitted a claim with your financial institution. Please advise your financial institution to give us a call so we can assist you with the charge that was then for the $7.95, sir.
And then what's the charge for...
I can only advise you of the charge of $7.95.
So that goes to Venmo.
That
right?
We
have
billed
Venmo.
You.
Fine, I've already contacted Venmo about
the
that.
The car that was billed, we billed you on the MasterCard for ending in 9145. That is the car
yeah,
that we billed
you.
That's
my Venmo. That's all you billed me? Nothing else.
Yes, and advise your financial institution please to give us a call. Your account has been canceled.
Yeah, my account's been canceled and my money back returned, right?
No, sir.
Hopefully.
Advise your
Why?
Financial institution to please give us a call because you have confirmed in our recorded call that you have filed the dispute with them.
Yes, yeah, so? That doesn't mean I don't get my money
When you
back?
File a dispute with your bank has to get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address tracking number that lead back to the address. While the dispute
yeah,
is done,
yeah,
temporarily...
It was a mistake and it was, like, I'm not getting why my bank would get my other bank.
Because you stated...
You, they're the ones that govern the other bank. Wait a minute, wait. The other bank, that card that's been charged, that for the $7.95 was a Venmo. But then they gave the company, my government treasury card, Direct Express, just gave me your number for the $63. So somebody charged $63 and you all get all day gadgets. I don't even know. Is that right?
We only have billed you $7.95, and that is the charge
so
that we can assist
no
you.
So there's no other charge from you guys at all, right?
No, sir. It would have been all in the same account.
Yeah, this is bizarre. It's getting weirder and weirder. I dispute, so they're going to call, and then that's when they're putting money back in my account, right? Fine.
Please advise them to
so
give us a call.
So we don't know where this other money. Why would my bank card... My other bank card tell me that $63 is taken out.
I cannot advise you why they will tell you that.
Why can't you tell me what was paid for? What did I miss?
Because we didn't.
Did get...
We haven't billed you for that.
But you
so
will.
I can't...
You already did. Because
no,
somebody
if
billed
we
had... that account.
That might have been another company, sir.
No. It's all day gadgets.
So they could call in and confirm that we billed you, sir. If you're saying that we built you, and if they're saying that we built you, they will have to call in and confirm that we built you.
There's two different cards here, though.
And I provided you with a card that we have.
Yeah,
that is the only card that we have.
Yeah, the Venmo.
We don't have another card.
No. So why does my other bank have your... Oh, my God. This is a,
we're a
this
call
is,
center.
This is
so we have
I know
more
you
than...
are. I know you are a marketing center. Don't get so friggin' personal. Don't take everything so personal.
No, sir. I'm not getting personal. I'm advising you we're a call center. So we do have more than
yeah,
300
I know what
company.
A call center is, ma'am. I am very smart. I do know have college degrees. I just don't need to be treated like crap. You don't even know how it feels to be disabled. It goes through this.
Because we have
be
more
tricked.
Than 300
I've
companies.
Never, I've seen that over and over and over again, but then all of a sudden, I'm like, yo, I thought I won. And then it contends into an entry form for sweepstakes. No purchase. They didn't tell me about no purchase. And I went through the fine print. Looked like I won. They tricked me again. They keep trying to change every time. You better tell whoever's doing that. You have to stop it. Because I'm going to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau and the Federal Trade Commission. So be prepared, all right? They're going to get your number, too. So that's there you go for your marketing department.